This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Dozens of Hong Kong protesters staged a dramatic escape from a university campus sealed off by police by shimmying down plastic hosing from a bridge and fleeing on waiting motorbikes. VOA's Bill Gallo has more on the protests.
Waves of students fleeing on foot from the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, running through clouds of tear gas as they tried to break police lines. It was the second concerted attempt by students to flee the urban campus, which has been surrounded by police who have repeatedly warned they will use lethal force. Riot police chased down students, some of whom were covered in blood. It wasn't clear how many have escaped the campus successfully. The clashes raised fears that the siege would end in a bloody crackdown. Police have tried to break through protester barricades, but were driven back by the protesters. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he might be willing to testify in the impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine. AP's Rita Foley reports.
The president says he did nothing wrong and he doesn't like giving credibility to the no due process hoax, but he suggested in a pair of tweets he might testify in writing. This comes a day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly invited the president to tell his side of the story, saying that if he has information that exonerates him, they would look forward to hearing it. Rita Foley, Washington.
Human Rights Watch says fatal attacks on protesters in Sudan in June may amount to crimes against humanity. The group has released a new report detailing the Sudanese security forces' abuse of protesters. U.S. stocks are mixed in afternoon trading over concerns that a U.S.-China trade deal might not get done. From Washington, this is VOA News.